been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Tuesday morning. It is the October 9th live edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management. We have a mixed open to the market here so far today. And here is why. We've got the Dow down and the NASDAQ up. The NASDAQ, which has been under a lot of pressure here over the last 5 days, the NASDAQ is actually up right now. The NASDAQ is up 13 points to 7,752. But the Dow Jones Industrial Average, which was up yesterday while the NASDAQ was down, we're playing teeter-totter here. The Dow is down 49 points to 26,437. The S&P is down a point right now, kind of right in the middle of the Dow and the NASDAQ, 2,883 on the S&P 500. The Russell 2000, let's call it flat at 1628. The small caps have been under pressure recently. We'll talk about that here in a moment. Crude oil up 32 cents to $74.61, which creates some inflation fear. Gold is up 40 cents, 1189. Gold's not really anticipating inflation. We're not seeing any big moves in gold yet. Silver is up a penny to $14.34. Gold is flat today. Gold, or the dollar, U.S. dollar, is flat today. The dollar has been strengthening lately, and that's been killing emerging markets. And the 10-year yield, the bond market was closed yesterday. We were clear up to 3.27 this morning, but now we're back to 3.22%. Well, welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management. Man, I put in a long day yesterday, and I've already put in a long day today, 4 hours so far, researching the market. I spent my entire day yesterday up to my eyeballs in the market. Hopefully I have some observations here that might be of use to you. Well, first I have to congratulate the Dodgers. Do I really? You know, they've been the San Diego nemesis for years. It's kind of like the Red Sox-Yankee rivalry. Not that bad, but it is. We're always jealous of L.A. You know, if they need a player, they just write a check. If the Padres need a player, you know, I mean, look, we got to bring him up from single A, put him on a bus from El Paso. Little different ball game there. But the Dodgers, and it looks like the Red Sox, and it looks like Houston. It's already Houston. And it looks like who's the other team? Milwaukee are going to be the teams. Also, as a San Diego fan, it's with mixed emotions that Drew Brees, who we got rid of because he was over the hill, his shoulder was shot, we were told. Maybe they didn't want to pay his contract. I don't know. Becomes the greatest passer, NFL passer, of all time. And in the meantime, how many Super Bowl rings does Philip Rivers have? Anyways, enough of that. How about Hurricane Michael? Let's just mention that. Expected to leave a mark. That's a Category 2 headed our way. We're going to get some kind of action here on Thursday. And that's boosting some of the discount retailers, Home Depot, Lowe's. We just traveled through that area of the Florida Panhandle before we drove up here to Charleston. And so our prayers are with that neck of the woods. Well, let's go back to yesterday. We had a terrible day in the market yesterday. Although it did close some of that gap later in the day. I mean, the NASDAQ was down 100 points yesterday at one point in time. I lost 11 positions yesterday. I have protective sell stops. For instance, I lost Teladoc at $68.13. But Teladoc delivered a 65% profit to me. I had a protective sell stop in, and I have protective sell stops under other stocks, and I did lose some stocks yesterday. That's the way it goes. Now, my observation, the Dow did come back yesterday and finish positive. The bond market was closed yesterday, and the bond market is behaving itself today. Yesterday was Columbus Day, if you missed it. We used to make a big deal out of Columbus Day, but not anymore. What I witnessed yesterday was a big move out of risk-on stocks. What have been the two leaders in the market this year? Tech stocks, otherwise known as the NASDAQ, and small cap stocks, otherwise known as the S&P 600 or the Russell 2000. Either one will do. I saw a big move, and I've seen a big move over the last week out of risk on to defensive stocks, even stocks like Coca-Cola, Procter & Gamble, Merck, Pfizer, Boeing, etc. Okay, so I just think that the market is positioning itself in front of this earnings season just in case. And what is that just in case? Just in case a lot of these high-flying companies that are trading at richer PE multiples than Pfizer, Merck, Procter & Gamble, Coca-Cola, etc., just in case they give guidance that indicates that higher interest rates, and higher interest rates and higher wages are starting to dig into earnings. Well, the market is getting in front of that just in case. If the market's wrong, well, they'll come flying back into those stocks that they've been selling. But for now, they have positioned themselves in front of an earnings season that could be very, very interesting, to say the least. It's now underway. We have one S&P 500 company that has reported today. We have another 499 to go. We'll get six more this week, and we will stay on top of that. We do have an economic report out this morning. Chain store sales, very strong. They jumped 6.5% in the latest weekly read by the Johnson Red Book. Now, there doesn't seem to be any problem with the economy right now. In fact, a too-hot economy seems to be one of the problems right now, which is causing interest rates to spike and fear of the Fed to return to the market. And today's chain store sales report not helping that sentiment at all. And, that's another observation I would make about yesterday. The retailers did very well yesterday. The Dollar Trees of the world, the Five Belows of the world, the Ollie's Bargain Outlets, things like that. And they're doing well again today, especially after this chain store sales report. I really don't know what to read into that. They sold off last week when Amazon announced their $15 per hour minimum wage, caving into Bernie Sanders. That sent a shiver through all the discount retailers. Well, yesterday they had a good day. Today they're tacking on to that, okay? And, of course, yesterday tech was really weak. Amazon was down 2.3%. I'm going to talk about how far these stocks have corrected in just the last week or so. Adobe was down 3.6% yesterday. Salesforce down 4.3%. Nvidia down 2.5%. Netflix down 2.5%. Microsoft, these are former leaders of the market. What do they have in common? Well, they're the most vulnerable to profit-taking, A. And B, in a rising interest rate environment, especially when it's risen as fast as it had here over the last week, PE start to contract. And the most vulnerable stocks, now, if the bond market, if buying comes into the bond market and drives the interest rates down again, then it won't be a problem. But for now, the market shuddered. and it looked at some of these higher PE stocks, even if they're superior growth stocks, and said, you know what? As interest rates go up, multiples contract. So those stocks with the fattest multiples, like Amazon, are going to contract the most. And you're seeing a little bit of that right now. Personally, I think it's temporary right now. But we remain on watch, just like they're on watch in the Florida panhandle right now. Medical device makers, which have also been a leader in the market yesterday, they got whacked yesterday. They're caught up in this selling. More on that when we come back. Boy, there's a lot to talk about today. I'm going to have to talk faster than normal. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. We're all in different stages of the investment cycle. Some of us are younger and at the beginning of that cycle. These folks can afford to take more risk, but it is so important to get started out on the right foot. If you start feeding the kitty early and keeping the kitty in all the right places, the power of compound interest is one of the strongest forces in the universe. We call this the accumulation phase of our lives. Others of us need to start toning things down a bit, but still need growth. These folks cannot afford to take a big hit like the ones that the market delivered in 2001 and in 2008. Then there are those of us that need safe money. Traditionally, this has been the bond market, but we are now in a rising interest rate environment, so we need to seek alternatives. In addition to this, it is time to start taking income from our accounts. We call this the distribution phase. If you're nearing retirement or in retirement, give us a call about the distribution phase of your investing life. You can reach us at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Bill Gunderson and his team will be barnstorming their way through Atlanta. The week of October 23rd through 25th, we will once again be hanging out at the Embassy Suites perimeter. My planner, Scott Waddell, and I will be available for one-hour appointments on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. We will also be putting on a workshop on Wednesday, October 24th from 6:30 to 8 p.m. If you have any bonds or bond funds, you need to meet with us. If you own soggy stocks, stodgy old growth giants of yesterday, you need to see us. If you're in bland or mediocre asset allocations, you need to meet with us. Or if you want my original Caesar salad recipe right from the Hotel Caesar in Tijuana, you need to meet with us. These spots will fill up fast, so be sure and reserve early. You can go to our website at GundersonCapital.com or give us a call at 855-611-BEST. That's GundersonCapital.com or 855-611-BEST. See you in Atlanta.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand
stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. And another wild day, another volatile day in the market. You know, it just kind of came out of nowhere, didn't it? We'll talk about that here in a minute, how fast the market can, how fast the worm can turn. The question is this the end of the nine-year-plus bull market, or is this just another brick in the wall of the nine-year bull market? We've had many, many incidents like this. Go back to February of this year, we had a very similar incident to this one. So I'm going to give you my best take here. But let's just take a look here. Medical devices, another area that was hit yesterday. The NASDAQ composite off 5% last week. And a lot of the former leaders like Intuitive Surgical, Dexcom, Boston Scientific, Medtronic, etc., all of a sudden they're under pressure. And I would say that they have a similar characteristic with the other stocks that sold off. They tend to be a little bit higher PE stocks. Now, let's put this in perspective. The Dow and the S&P 500 hit an all-time high just 4 days ago. Okay? 4 days ago, the Dow and the S&P 500 hit an all-time high 4 days ago. What's happened since then? Well, the biggest change that's happened since then is a sudden spike, clear up to 3.27 this morning in the bond market. It's now settled back to 3.22. You would have to say that that's the biggest factor. And a higher multiple or a higher interest rates does shrink multiples in the market. The question is this spike all of a sudden going to come in a little bit? I think it is. I think it's an overreaction to the job production report last week and other good news on the economy that continues to send the interest rates higher. But I think interest rates will calm down. I think the stock market will get used to all of this. In the meantime, there's some short-term pain to endure here. The NASDAQ hit a new all-time high just 6 days ago. Remember that? Where were you 6 days ago? I don't know, 8,100 and some odd. So far, it's corrected by 6%. Okay, that's a percent a day. The NASDAQ has corrected by 6% so far. 6 days, 6%. Well, corrections can happen very, very swiftly. The S&P 600, now this is the small cap index. Remember, the two leading indexes so far this year in the world have been the NASDAQ and the small cap U.S. stock index. The small cap index hit all-time highs 5 weeks ago. Okay, this is where troubles first started to show up. It was in the small cap index. And at that time, interest rates were starting to move a little bit higher, but not like they did last week. So far, the small cap stocks have corrected by 8%. Well, they're the girl that you brought to the dance, and I think they will continue to dance. But for now, you're going through one of those corrections, which comes along in the market from time to time.
And in fact, as I look at the small cap index in my app today, I use IWM as a proxy, which is an ETF that tracks the Russell 2000. I'm getting a preliminary sell signal. Okay, now that's not a confirmed sell signal. You'd have to break support. And right now you've got the small cap index bouncing right off of its 200-day moving average. But a major yellow flag, call it an orange flag, went up on the small cap stocks. I have lightened up in the small cap area for now. But at the same time, as I showed in my newsletter, the small cap stocks have gotten a lot cheaper. But they're starting to price in what if. What if a lot of these small cap companies in the coming weeks miss their earnings reports, their earnings forecast, and guide lower? Well, at this point, that's an unknown. But the market is positioning itself just in case. And of course, Treasury yields, which were behaving themselves, hanging out around 3% until last week. And it came the day after the better-than-expected ADP jobs report. On that day, interest rates went from 3.07 clear up to 3.22%, 15 basis points in one day. That's a big shock. That's a lot in just one day. And it caught the stock market by surprise. And I talked yesterday about why higher interest rates eventually filter over into the stock market. I personally feel that interest rates are going to back off a little bit here. I think it was an overreaction, and that should settle the nerves of the stock market. But in the meantime, we still have jitters in the stock market. Another factor is, you know, there's just not any progress being made in the talks between the U.S. and China. Who knows? We may be closer to an agreement than we know. We really don't know, because both sides continue to posture, they continue to jawbone, they continue to fight and throw food at each other across the table. Another big part of yesterday's sell-off was the fireworks going on in China yesterday. And no, it wasn't Chinese New Year. It was our Secretary of State, Mike Pompeo, in a shouting match with China. That unnerves markets. It would be great to get a resolution to this whole China trade war, maybe before even the midterm elections. There's got to be a lot of pressure, but of course China knows that too. And I don't think President Trump is going to give in to China just because there's a lot of pressure. I don't think he's that kind of person. But suffice it to say, you still have the China trade war, which will get resolved at some point, continuing to hang over the market. And yesterday it got quite vocal and quite angry. Now let's add some more bad news before we get to good news, all right? The International Monetary Fund, the IMF, cut their growth forecast for the world, the global growth forecast, from 3.9 to 3.7%. this year. That had a major impact on the markets. That happened Sunday night, and that impacted the markets yesterday, and it's impacting the markets today somewhat. Well, what about FANG? Let's check in on FANG when we come back. How you doing, FANG? Wasn't that Phyllis Diller's husband? Well, today it's the four biggest stocks in the world, or five. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back.
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. blackout26.com.
We're all in different stages of the investment cycle. Some of us are younger and at the beginning of that cycle. These folks can afford to take more risk, but it is so important to get started out on the right foot. If you start feeding the kitty early and keeping the kitty in all the right places, the power of compound interest is one of the strongest forces in the universe. We call this the accumulation phase of our lives. Others of us need to start toning things down a bit, but still need growth. These folks cannot afford to take a big hit like the ones that the market delivered in 2001 and in 2008. Then there are those of us that need safe money. Traditionally, this has been the bond market, but we are now in a rising interest rate environment, so we need to seek alternatives. In addition to this, it is time to start taking income from our accounts. We call this the distribution phase. If you're nearing retirement or in retirement, give us a call about the distribution phase of your investing life. You can reach us at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST.
Bill Gunderson and his team will be barnstorming their way through Atlanta. The week of October 23rd through 25th, we will once again be hanging out at the Embassy Suites perimeter. My planner, Scott Waddell, and I will be available for one-hour appointments on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. We will also be putting on a workshop on Wednesday, October 24th from 6:30 to 8 p.m. If you have any bonds or bond funds, you need to meet with us. If you own soggy stocks, stodgy old growth giants of yesterday, you need to see us. If you're in bland or mediocre asset allocations, you need to meet with us. Or if you want my original Caesar salad recipe right from the Hotel Caesar in Tijuana, you need to meet with us. These spots will fill up fast, so be sure and reserve early. You can go to our website at GundersonCapital.com or give us a call at 855-611-BEST. That's GundersonCapital.com or 855-611-BEST. See you in Atlanta.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. We definitely have a much improved day in the market today versus what we had on Thursday, on Friday, and on Monday. And, you know, look, these corrections, they come along from time to time. How many do you think we've had over the last 9 years? You know, I don't want to take the time to count them all. There's been a lot. There's bruises all over my body, my legs, you know, my arms from all the corrections that have come along since March of 2009. And yes, one of these corrections will turn into the big one. The next bear market, which took 53% out of the last time the bear came around back in 2009. But as of now, we're not seeing any weakness in the economy, and there's usually a direct correlation between weakness in the economy and the activity in the stock market. So that's a pretty positive sign. I'm not seeing yet any downgrades to earnings expectations, but having said that, we're on the verge of 500 companies reporting, and we'll have a much better idea, especially from the guidance that they give. Well, let's just check in on a few companies here. Let's check in, you know, let's just do FANG here, okay? Facebook under heavy pressure recently. Now remember, there was a time when that's all you had to do was own the FANG stocks, Facebook, Amazon, Apple, Netflix, maybe NVIDIA too, and Google. All right, well, let's just check in on how these former leaders are doing. Facebook was $219 back in July and flying high. Now it's $160. That's about a 22% sell-off. The chart looks horrible on Facebook. I sold my Facebook several weeks ago. I wrote an article why I did. They can continue to have one breach and one big mistake after another. Now, I still believe Facebook is a major player out there. But for now, there's just too many problems. Too many problems. It's being downgraded out today. Credit Suisse trims its price target on lower near-term expectations for ad growth. It would seem that a lot of the people that like to place ads on the internet, digital advertising, are moving their advertising dollars to Amazon. More on that in a moment. But for now, Facebook shares very ugly. That's not a good chart. Gave a sell signal quite some time ago and has never recovered. Let's check in on Apple. Apple is hanging in there okay. I own Apple. Apple is having a very strong day today. Bank of America, which owns Merrill Lynch, together you call them BAML, B-A-M-L, reiterates its buy rating on Apple and says the firm's survey suggests iPhone upgrade interest rose significantly in recent months. How about you? You out there to upgrade your current iPhone? I am. Mine is cracked. Mine is chipped. It needs to be upgraded. I just haven't had the time. The survey included 91,000 global consumers and was conducted from March to September. 33% of respondents planning to upgrade the iPhone versus 15% for Samsung. Of the current iPhone owners, 70% plan to stick with the brand for their next iPhone. So not only are they going to stick with the brand, they're looking to upgrade their current iPhone. Bank of America reaffirmed their $256 target price on Apple. Apple is at $226.50. Now, Google is another story. Google is becoming a Facebook here very rapidly. I do not own Google. Let's first begin with the fine by the EU. Google is poised to appeal its European Union Android fine In the latest step in its eight-year antitrust battle in Europe, Google is set to appeal the EU's record $4.5 billion fine it received for abusing the dominant market position of its Android mobile operating system. It has until tomorrow to file this case. Now, wait. There's more bad news on Google. I have no exposure to Google. With more than 80% of the world's smartphones running on the Android operating system, the product is vital to the tech giant's future revenues and profitability. I'll bet you didn't know that. Don't forget, too, that Google controls 90% of internet searches, and you've got the U.S. government after them, looking into them. The antitrust folks are breathing down Google's neck. Google yesterday dropped out of a race for the winner-take-all $10 billion Pentagon cloud contract. Why? Because the project might conflict with its corporate values. Okay. All right. They're building a search with screens and filters and sensors for China, but they're dropping out of the $10 billion Pentagon cloud contract due to extensive protests from their employees, and the contract might conflict with their corporate values. Well, that leaves Microsoft and Amazon. How about Bezos in the Washington Post? Will he back out? Where's your corporate values, Bezos? And if that's not enough, Irish regulators want answers from Google on data exposure. Oh, they had another breach. 500,000 Google users. You know what? If you haven't been breached by now, forget about it. We've all been breached. Somebody in Russia's got my Social Security card running around as Bill Gunderson. But wait, there's more about Google. They are losing hundreds of millions of dollars in advertising. Advertisers, some, are moving half the budget normally spent with Google search to Amazon ads instead, according to CNBC. That's a big deal. Google generated $95 billion in ad revenue last year. What percent of Google's sales do you think that their ad revenue is? 86%. I currently do not own Google. Now, while we're talking about FANG, let's check in on Amazon. Google's got an ugly chart, by the way. Amazon has now corrected 9%. This was as of yesterday's close from its recent high. Let's not forget, it did hit $1 trillion about 6 weeks ago. It came very close to hitting $1 trillion 7 days ago. And now it's lost 9% from that top since they went to the $15 per hour. Now, you give a socialist an inch, and they want a mile. Now Bernie Sanders is not happy with their minimum wage raise to $15 per hour. Bernie Sanders initially praised the minimum wage raise, which sent a shiver through the retail sector. Now he sent a letter to the company asking about those stock options. How is that going to be affected? And what about those bonuses? Why aren't these Amazon warehouse workers going to get their bonuses? Well, instead they're going to get $15 per hour. You see, that's how socialism works, Bernie. There's no bonuses. There's no rewards. Yasiel Puig got paid the same amount that the third string relief pitcher got paid down in Cuba. Amazon says that the higher early wages more than compensate for the stock and bonus losses. Now that the new pay structure is more immediate and predictable. Well, I continue to own Amazon in my premier growth portfolio. And yes, I have had to endure an 8% correction in the stock. There have been many such corrections over the last 9 years. And one more company
We're almost done with Fang here. Except we're not going to get to no news on Netflix. Oh, yeah, there is a news on Netflix here in a minute. Citigroup raises its Apple target to $2.65. That seems to be about the consensus right now. I continue to own Apple. I continue to own Amazon. But no Google and no Facebook. That's me. What about you? And I hope you don't own emerging markets and bonds, for heaven's sakes. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back. This is Bill Gunderson, professional money manager and chief investment officer at Gunderson Capital Management. Many of my listeners are still in the accumulation phase of their lives. They continue to contribute to their retirement or savings accounts. Along with their contributions, they still need for their portfolios to grow. They need to be in the best asset classes for growth now. They don't have time to miss 9-year bull markets or be in the wrong places. I manage both an aggressive growth and a conservative growth portfolio for these folks. It seeks out the best growth stocks that I can find at any given point in time. These portfolios are carefully tended to by me on a daily basis. These two portfolios are also unconstrained. They are active, not passive. They can go anywhere in the world to find the best growth opportunities. At times, they may be in cash or have some inverse hedges if I think that the market is too expensive or the economy is headed into recession. Is your main objective still accumulation or growth? I'm on it. Contact us at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST. We're all in different stages of the investment cycle. Some of us are younger and at the beginning of that cycle. These folks can afford to take more risk, but it is so important to get started out on the right foot. If you start feeding the kitty early and keeping the kitty in all the right places, the power of compound interest is one of the strongest forces in the universe. We call this the accumulation phase of our lives. Others of us need to start toning things down a bit, but still need growth. These folks cannot afford to take a big hit like the ones that the market delivered in 2001 and in 2008. Then there are those of us that need safe money. Traditionally, this has been the bond market, but we are now in a rising interest rate environment, so we need to seek alternatives. In addition to this, it is time to start taking income from our accounts. We call this the distribution phase. If you're nearing retirement or in retirement, give us a call about the distribution phase of your investing life. You can reach us at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST.
Bill Gunderson and his team will be barnstorming their way through Atlanta. The week of October 23rd through 25th, we will once again be hanging out at the Embassy Suites perimeter. My planner, Scott Waddell, and I will be available for one-hour appointments on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. We will also be putting on a workshop on Wednesday, October 24th from 6:30 to 8 p.m. If you have any bonds or bond funds, you need to meet with us. If you own soggy stocks, stodgy old growth giants of yesterday, you need to see us. If you're in bland or mediocre asset allocations, you need to meet with us. Or if you want my original Caesar salad recipe right from the Hotel Caesar in Tijuana, you need to meet with us. These spots will fill up fast, so be sure and reserve early. You can go to our website at GundersonCapital.com or give us a call at 855-611-BEST. That's GundersonCapital.com or 855-611-BEST. See you in Atlanta.
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. Blackout26.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. In this final segment, I want to talk about small cap. Well, first, there is news on Netflix. Netflix is setting up shop in New Mexico with a new production hub, according to reporting from Albuquerque Business First. The company is negotiating to buy a local studio complex in Albuquerque. So congratulations, Albuquerque. Let's just check in on Netflix stock, which I do not own at the current time. You know what? It was at 423. It's now at 356. It's down $60. Their subscription rate is shrinking. Not the growth is decelerating somewhat. I do not currently own Netflix. Now, what I want to talk about next, I had somebody write to me. Oh, there's one S&P 500 company. This is the first one reporting. PPG. Not exactly a leader, but this is the first one out of 499 that have reported. 499 will report. One in today. PPG is down 7.5%. Of course, that's old Pittsburgh Glass and Paint, which makes coatings, glass, and chemicals for packaging, aerospace, architecture, a lot. That's kind of a bellwether for the economy. The stock is down 7.4% right now after issuing downside Q3 guidance. All right, now let's see what they are blaming. Cost inflation. Well, let's not forget, if they make paint and chemicals, a lot of that comes from petroleum. And we've seen what's happened to oil prices recently. They're saying it's the highest level of cost inflation since the cycle began 2 years ago. That's their first excuse, but I think it's a legitimate one. Their second one is, well, weakening, overall demand in China softened during Q3. So there's the ones to listen to. We've got one out of 500 reporting. They're blaming higher input cost and weak demand in China. Now, the other two we want to listen for are the impact interest rates are having on the company and what they expect in the future from other companies when they report, and also if there's wage pressure, which is also an input cost. PPG not saying anything about that. All right. Now, I had someone write to me yesterday and said, are you buying any inverse funds yet? And I said, no. Well, I didn't say it, but by my actions, I said, just watch my actions. Not yet. It's way too soon for that. You're not going to buy inverse funds to help you ride through 4 or 5 day corrections. you'd have to be a genius to do that. You'd have to predict exactly when the market's going to correct, put in those inverse funds, and sell them before the correction's over. Because you'd be getting clobbered today if you had an inverse fund. I have been watching BIS throughout all of this just to see how it's behaving, because I think that's one of the most vulnerable areas of the market. These biotechs that just keep coming public day after day. Today, there's two more biotechs getting slaughtered. Affirmed, AFMD, which is a big one. It's down 23% this morning as they put a clinical hold on their trials. And there's another one. Let's see, where is that? There was another one getting, there it is, Trevena, TRVN, is also getting killed today. It's down 55% today only. And I just think that all of these, I've watched at least 200 biotechs go public this year. I've added them to my database. That's how I know. I just think there's going to be a lot of them that won't be around 3 to 5 years from now. And I think that could be one of the most vulnerable areas of the market. And that's for that reason I continue to watch BIS as a potential first hedge to add to my portfolios if I think it's needed. But for now, BIS has had a nice little jump here the last 3 days. But it's way too soon to be buying inverse funds because of a 3 or 4 or 5 day correction. Instead, I've put in some protective sell stops so that I can sleep at night, so my clients could sleep at night. And I had some trigger yesterday, and I had one trigger this morning. That's the way it is. You know, there are stocks that had either big gains or there are stocks that were weak. And, you know, I put in sell stops, and I did lose some. I currently have a 30% cash position. The other 70% is invested in stocks. And I continue to have zero exposure to the emerging markets, which have been clobbered this year. I would say the average person out there is probably down about 10% this year in their portfolio if they're in an asset allocation, somewhere between 5 to 10%. And, of course, the bond market, which is now down anywhere from 6 to 12%. Yes, that's the bond market, down 6 to 12% so far this year. So if you have an asset allocation with a big chunk of bonds in it or a big chunk of emerging markets, you're going to find yourself underwater. I also get emails, Bill, I want to talk to you. I need some help. I don't like the way my guys are handling my portfolio. They seem to be asleep at the wheel. We get right back to you. You can write to me, bill@gundersoncapital.com. We continue to fill up the spaces for our upcoming Atlanta trip. You can meet with us one-on-one. Just you and whoever you want to bring, meet with myself and Scott Waddell. October 23rd, 24th, and 25th. And, of course, Wednesday night in Atlanta at the Embassy Suites Perimeter, I'll be putting on a workshop about the current state of the market, whatever it is at that point in time. And that will be at 6:30 p.m. Now, you can go to our website at GundersonCapital.com, or you can call us at 855-611-BEST. And we'll have details up on the website soon about Sarasota. Now, I'm speaking to an investment club down there. So you have to actually pay. It's not an investment club. It's the American Association of Individual Investors chapter. And that's like a $10 fee or something to attend. I don't get the 10 bucks. They get it. But we'll have details on how you can see that. That's November 15th in Sarasota. And I'll be there for appointments also the day before, the day of, the day after. 855-611-BEST, GundersonCapital.com. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.